I don't know about you, but I have been well fed tonight. I'm not speaking simply of meal. In fact, so well fed, so inspired, so blessed. I feel a little bit in standing before you like they offered me a third piece of pumpkin pie after a very good meal right here with those on. Actually, Dr. Ehrlich asked me to share with you what makes St. Augustine Academy unique, and you have 5 minutes. But I promise not to take any more than that. In fact, you've heard much of it already tonight. And if all you have heard tonight has made you curious, if you're not normally here, come to school. Come and visit. See for yourself. Because indeed, that's when parents tell me, this is a unique place. I've had them say that when they walk in the door and say, there's something different about the feeling when you're in the building. I've had them say that when they see our students. Like the phone call we received recently when some of our students went out to a local fast food restaurant and a mother called and said, I want information about this while I'm some of our students. Or when they spend time with their teachers. It's about 11 years ago when a few of us began to consider the possibility of beginning a classical school in Tulsa. Now, long years of experience has taught us the error in thinking that education is about preparing a student for a job. We knew it was much more. It was preparation for life. It's the essential means for preserving our culture from the effects of curriculum terrorists, if I can use that term, who would rewrite history and remold our society after the pattern of those who reject the goodness and truth and beauty of our God. It is a preparation for students to explore, to invent, to create, to fulfill the biblical mandate. We were painfully aware that there are those in our culture, some educators, like the one I'm about to quote, who had other plans, other intentions. This is from a professor of education in psychiatry and the Faculty of Medicine and the Graduate School of Education and of all places, Harvard University. Said in 1973, every child in America entering the school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances towards our founding fathers, towards our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all of these sick children well by creating the international child of the future. That was almost 35 years ago. How are they doing? By this quote from The Humanist, the battle of humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism. I loved what Mr. Jackson's choir sang, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And what we've heard from our speakers, that is the basis on which we wanted to build our school. When we wanted to see school to train young minds to think and reason and persuade from a distinctively Christian worldview, Robert Littlejohn and Charles T. Evans expressed it well in their book on classical education. Let me read just a quote. They said, the purpose of Christian education is always twofold. We want our students to grow spiritually, intellectually, and socially, and we want them to foster similar growth in society. Or St. Augustine of Hippo would have put it, we seek to lead citizens of earth toward citizenship in heaven while instilling in them the desire to introduce the values of the heavenly kingdom into the kingdom they presently inhabit. In short, we aim to shape individuals who are both heavenly minded and capable of doing great earthly good. That was our goal. That's what we wanted to say to us in the academy. Students who have the tools to learn and the desire to foster growth in others. So, we met with some parents who were interested and well in this venture, and we opened St. Augustine Academy in the fall of 1997. It was a small school without a lot of the niceties that other schools might have. and fats, and we had to take down the tables and chairs we used for meeting every Friday afternoon and store them in the closet so the church where we rented space would have their meetings, and then Monday morning reverse the process. We decided not to worry about whether we matched the conventions of other schools, but instead to focus on the goal. We had full-time and part-time students because we always had a commitment to homeschooling parents. And somehow in the setting with small groups of students gathered around tables with teachers who shared their love for the Lord and their love for their students, a love for books and for learning, for reasoning, great things began to happen. We began to see young people hungry for truth and eager to study and learn beyond what we gave them. Students who increased in boldness and formed strong relationships with the teachers and with each other. We began to see creative and incredibly talented students. We began to realize that they could accomplish great things with whatever God placed in their hands. And they joined us in trying things that other schools never thought of trying. And again and again, we heard from visitors and from our own people that this was truly unique. From the way we conducted our classes, to our sports and activities, we emphasized the involvement of the students in making this school what it was to be. Oliver Rand DeMille, in his book, Thomas Jefferson Education, expressed well our philosophy. He says it's a myth that it's possible for one human being to educate another. Teachers teach, and students educate. Students are the only true educators. Historically, every other method of education has failed. For education occurs when students get excited about learning and apply themselves. And students do this when they experience great teachers. He goes on to tell us that there are two types of great teachers which consistently motivate student-driven education: mentors and classmates. This is the key to our school. The great works and mentoring teachers who inspire students through their transfer of knowledge, the force of the personality, independent attention, using the classics to share the wisdom of the ages from a biblical perspective. A challenge every year then is to deal with students who have turned their education over to others, and in effect have said to all too willing educators, "Tell me what to think and I'll write it down on the test." Instead, we work to teach our students how and prepare them to be leaders in their homes and in their communities, entrepreneurs in business, statesmen in government. The battle is far from over. And I hope you see with us the vision of multiple young men and women, strong in private and strong in public, eagerly learning, reasoning, persuading with wisdom and eloquence. Today, at school, we have one of our family meetings where we sit in a large circle and we talk about things that are important to the school, and we listen to each other, students and staff, and we talk about how to build a great school. Come. Come and see. Come and see what makes St. Augustine different. But be careful, because you want to be a part, and we'll watch you.